For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Almost all of the original daytime soaps are gone, and there's a good chance that they'll soon be a thing of the past. Studios are opting for reality programming in the form of more talk shows, as if we don't already have enough reality to watch at night. So for those of us that grew up watching soap operas and still love that feeling that comes from a good Friday afternoon cliffhanger, where can we go to get our soap opera fix? The internet, naturally. Marcello Lanfranchi has been writing a serialized story on the web for a while, but now he's taking it to the next level with, wait for it, Tomorrow Waits for No One. Wow. You know, it kind of feels like the shadow knows.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of that kind of a title.
I like that, yes. Or The Edge of Night.
Oh, yes. That was my mother's favorite.
And it was mine, too.
Is that what led you to loving soaps and to developing this idea for your own soap?
Yeah, well, Tomorrow Waits for No One is definitely influenced by that. I started watching that when I was 3 or 4.
Now, Tomorrow Waits for No One has been on the web for a while, but in a different form, correct?
Yeah, well, I started writing it 9 years ago, and it was just a text-based story that I would post a new installment once a week. And that went on for a few years, and then I took the first 3 installments and turned them into a screenplay for what I called a pilot episode. And in 2008, I put in an ad on Craigslist expecting a bunch of weirdos to come crawling out of the woodwork.
Uh-huh.
And they did, but a lot of them were very talented weirdos. And for $800, we filmed about 45 or 50 minutes of an episode. And I put that online a few years ago. And, you know, it was $800, and none of us had had any experience. Maybe 2 or 3 of us had done things before, filmmaking-wise, not including myself. This is all brand new. And I was pretty impressed with what came out of that.
Although if you did it more than a couple of years ago, that form was new to the internet, was it not?
Very few series on the internet until, you know, the last couple of years, and there's been an explosion all mm-hmm. of a sudden.
So now you've exploded onto the web. How often do you put a new episode, or maybe we should call it a webisode, onto the web?
What we're doing is we're filming the first and second, what I call an episode. I call an episode a full, you know, 45-ish minutes, which if we were doing it on television, that's how much, once you take the commercials out, you have about that much left. And so we're breaking those into about 5 installments for each episode. So we're filming the first 90 minutes all in one production and are going to release those probably every week in about 10-minute clips. It's one of those things I didn't realize, but sort of everything starts to happen all at once. So we're just going to start shooting in May and expect that we'll have 2 intense weeks of, you know, sort of 40-hour weeks, maybe a little longer. And then, you know, a week of sort of picking up the pieces, and then it'll start to be edited. And what we're planning to do also is have a second camera running so that we can do sort of a making of video. So we'll be able to start actually putting things on the internet right away, probably in mid-May or early June, and try and build some buzz that way by having little blog entries each week.
That's a great idea. And you've already got a Facebook page, right?
Yes. It's facebook.com/pages/tomorrowwaitsfornoone, and Tomorrow Waits for No One is separated by hyphens. We have a website, the fictional town in which it's set is called Santa Lorena, California. It's in the Silicon Valley. Oh. And so it's santalorena.com.
You couldn't have said it in Asheville, North Carolina.
I could have, and it's very beautiful here, but there's a lot of Silicon Valley mystery and intrigue.
So what brought you to doing this production in the first place?
Well, I've been a lifelong fan of daytime drama. I just love my soaps. I, you know, All My Children, One Life to Live, and General Hospital every day for the past 30 years or more. Good Lord.
Did it break your heart to hear of those cancellations?
I was literally last April when it was friends on Facebook, a couple of different people posted condolences, and I said, what are they talking about? This is obviously a joke or something. When I went downstairs, two of my housemates said, well, what's the matter? And my response literally was, they've canceled all my children. They said, we didn't understand a word you just said.
Except the beginning part. But getting back to tomorrow waits for no one. You've had this serialized story on the web for a while, and now it's going to be turned into a web series. What do you expect to come from it?
I was just talking to Michael Caruso last night, who produces Divanity, which is a show that's going into its third season, and they recently got some awards. But I was talking to Michael and just sort of picking his brain and asking him about distribution and their online networks that host a lot of these shows. And he said, well, the first season was completely out of pocket, and you don't really make money with ad revenue. That's sort of still being worked out, but it's not like television where you have the same advertising budget. So once you complete a season, then you can go out and say, hello, world, we'd like to follow this up and tell you what happened with that cliffhanger. And so give us some money and we can do that. And that's how they got to season two. And I guess they're working on that for season three.
You know, when Al Gore invented the web, do you think he knew how many creative ways it could be used?
Yeah, it's all the technology is just, it's democratized electronic entertainment.
Marcello Lanfranchi, creator, writer, producer, and director of Tomorrow Waits for No One. Soon coming to the Ethernet near you. I'm literally on the edge of my seat along with all of my children as we while away the days of our lives waiting for the beginning of this new locally produced soap. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.